Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. I hope your day is going fine. Mine was really good today. And today's episode is going to be about a holiday that I did in 2000, from 2018 to 19. So this holiday, I was lucky enough to go to China and Chile. I was very fortunate. So these holidays, however, had something in common. They both had a near-death experience, one closer than the other, but nevertheless near death. So we start the trip going from Adelaide to Guangzhou for a holiday. So I just had to stretch. We go there on a holiday. And while I'm in Guangzhou, very beautiful place, mind you, very busy as well. But while we're in there, I have an accident. So I'm in the shower doing my thing, and I finish up, and I come out of the shower, and I hear this noise of water trickling down on, like, concrete. And I sort of dismiss it straight away and think, oh, this is probably somebody above me having a shower, you know? Whatever. I walk toward the sink, okay? And the roof collapses. So the lights start flickering. Like, I can't see anything at the start. It's pure chaos. And I feel something land on me. And what it turned out was the water heater had fell through the ceiling and hit me on the shoulder and then the leg. I know, right? What a shock. But, I just thought to myself that, you know, I had to be, just stay calm, whatever. I wasn't dead. So I was able to contact someone who got me in a car to go to this Chinese hospital, like this military hospital. Mind you, like, my leg is what's injured. Not my shoulder, thankfully, but my leg was so swollen. We get to this military hospital. There are a bunch of Chinese doctors in uniforms, and this Chinese lady, bless her, described to the doctors what actually, like, had happened to my leg. Then I get an x-ray and all clear. But what the doctor did tell me was that I had tissue damage. So, you know, I spent the next few days in China just limping, and we decided to go home to Adelaide early. You know, China's a really busy place. You know, there's a lot to see, but we just wanted to come home early. So now we come to part two of the holiday of near death. And this trip was mainly to see my grandmother, who lives in Chile, who's ill. She was diagnosed with cancer last year, but has had, you know, really bad medical record with, you know, her health deteriorating. You know, she's blind, she has heart issues, she has a pacemaker that keeps her heart going, she has a foot problem, she's a little bit overweight. So, you know, there are a lot of things that contribute to why she's so sick all the time. But this was, you know, this was a trip to go and just spend time with her, you know, make her feel happy, because she's very lonely where she is. So I arrive in Chile excited and exhausted after 14 hours flying over mostly ocean. We arrive in a dry, hot Chile, summertime in January. So we arrive, we make another flight over to another town slash like city, whatever. And then we make the 2-hour drive to her small town. And long story short, the visit with her was really, really good. You know, it felt really, really rewarding to go and see her. All successful. But when I was there one night, we were having a sort of festival experience. I know there was just like a festival going on. Everyone was having fun, some drummers in the streets, stuff like that. But at around 10:30 at night, I hear a noise that was sort of getting louder and louder. And then I turned around and all of a sudden I'm in a massive earthquake. The ground is shaking. I'm struggling to stand. People are screaming. The lights are off. Everything. You know, it was absolutely terrifying. I was with my cousin and his girlfriend and my other cousin, his sister. So we're there. We're absolutely terrified for our lives. It's a really powerful earthquake. I think the ending magnitude was about a 6.9 to a 7. Mind you, this is one of this is the first major earthquake that I had experienced. So really, really scary. So these two holidays, you know, were a time of joy and sort of not so much sadness, but you know, it really reminded me, like, how lucky I am to sort of, you know, be here. And I think those moments also teach you to really take every moment as it comes. To really step back and savor the moments, you know. It really teaches, these experiences really teach you to savor the moment, you know? I think my whole mindset afterward, you know, you sort of forget about this a few months later and, you know, move on. But I honestly think it's really, really, really good and healthy to look back on these moments, you know, to think and, you know, and to say, you know, how thankful you are and grateful you are to still be here. You know, we're all so lucky to be alive and be well. So, you know, going on this idea of savoring the moment and, you know, going over to see my grandmother really encourages me to savor the moment because it's a long way to go to her, you know, but, just in general, I think we all need to keep a really, you know, positive and cool mindset. You know, even though things like these happen, they're out of your hands. You know, you have no control. So that's why you're sort of in, you know, the passenger seat of a car, which is self-driven. You know, yes, you can choose pathways for yourself, but most of all, it's life who's the driver, and you're just going along with it. Okay, so, you know, what I took back from, as I said, these two holidays were to save the moment, but also, you know, thank the people around me for what they do, because you never know if that'll be the last time you thank them. Okay, well, I think this, you know, me talking to you guys, you know, it really helps me also to look back on things because I can reflect more and more. And I think it's also important for other people to listen to my story and stories, hopefully, you know. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up. Thank you guys for listening if you've got this far. So yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.